discussing the Rosh's paragraph Chav Gimel. V'yisrachek min hashvuos min hanadarim. Person should stay far away from oaths and vows. Mentioned yesterday that the Rosh mentions bavon nadarim banim mesim, that the ultimate problem is a false oath, an oath taken b'sheker or shav maybe, but in general we do find in Jewish tradition that there is a disapproval even of oaths and vows that are true. Yesterday we discussed how this comes up in the context of Shutfin. Somebody wants to be frum and not take an oath at the expense of somebody else. Is he allowed to or not? We alluded to the fact that the abhorrence, the dislike of a Shavuos Emes, is not exactly clear what the source of that is. Discuss tonight for a few minutes what the source is, what we find in the postgame about this question about should a person really be reluctant to take a Shavuos Emes. So first of all, we actually have a machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Someone mentioned this to me last night. We actually have a machlokas Rambam and Ramban whether there is a mitzvah saseh to take a Shavuos Emes. The Rambam says there is, the Ramban disagrees. The Rambam says mitzvah zayin of mitzvah saseh is the seventh mitzvah of the Taryag. We're commanded to swear using Hashem's name. When it's important to take a shvuah, we take it. Using Hashem's name, that's a mitzvah saseh. The Rambam explains that a key part of that saseh is not to take the shvuah using any other entity in the world, or if you do, it should only be as a reference to Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu, the custom was to swear by Moshe, which meant to swear by Moshe's master, the one who sent him, and so on, or the Shemesh, meaning the Adon HaShemesh, the master of the sun. But you can't swear by any other entity, only Hashem is the true Emes, nobody else's. But the Rambam does count it as a mitzvah saseh to take a shvuah using the name of Hashem. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, no, it is not a mitzvah. It's simply a reshus that if you take a shvuah with Hashem's name, then you haven't done anything wrong. But if you take a shvuah by anything else, that's a big problem. The same thing with Bo Sidbuk. There are sources in Chazal that Bo Sidbuk is a mitzvah to swear using Hashem's name. The Rambam brings that. Ramban says, no, that means it's okay. You're allowed to swear using the Hashem's name. You're not allowed to swear by any other entity in the world. There's a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, which everyone brings, where he directly addresses the question of what is the source, what is the problem with taking a Shavuos Emes. He acknowledges that it was common in his time. People didn't do such things. He brings various passages in the Sefer Hasidim, talks about what a terrible thing it is to take a shvuah, even MS. He says that somebody was once under dire pressure, even possibly danger to his life, and the only way out was to take a shvuah, shvuas MS. And he took it, and he felt very bad, so he asked the Chacham, what should I do? So the Chacham told him, you should be very careful never to take a shvuah or say Hashem's name in vain. Don't even say Hashem Yazreini. Apparently people used to say that using the Shem Hashem itself. Don't even say that. Make sure you never use the Shem Hashem except when you're reading a pasuk. But in general, we find sources here and there that we don't like a shvuah, even ala emes. And again, everyone seems to assume that it's a gzeira, that you may come to take a shvuah ala sheker, but it's not really clear what the source is. The Chasam Sofer brings various midrashim also that say, it says that Yameh HaMelech had 1,000 or 2,000 cities and they were all destroyed because of the aveira of shvuas emes. Again, Medrash says it, but not exactly clear what the issur is, where it comes from. Is it Drabanan? Is it Daraisa? One suggestion the Chasam Sofer has is he mentions a pasuk in Koheles in Perek Tes, Pasuk Beis. It says the pasuk contrasts Tzadik in Russia, Latov, Latar, Vlatame, Lazovech, Lasherinenu Zovech, Katov, Kachote, Hanishba, Kasher Shvua Yarech. So these dichotomies, Tzadik in Russia, Sinner and Tov, one of them is Nishba Kasher Shvua Yare. You could learn again that the Nishba is one who takes a Shvua Sheker, and Shvua Yare is one who doesn't take a Shvua Sheker. Chasam Sofer wants to explain that no, Shvua Yare means someone who takes a Shvua, someone who avoids taking Shvuas, even Shvuas Emes. That Nishba means someone, Nishba is not a Chote, he doesn't take a Shvua La Sheker, but the Nishba is someone who takes a Shvua. Shvuas Emes, which is still not an ideal thing, Shvua Yare is someone who won't take a Shvua even ala Emes. So again, so there are various chazals, there are these various suggestions in the Achronim, and we find recorded in many different contexts that a person really shouldn't take a Shvua even ala Emes. Again, yesterday we discussed whether you can do that on someone else's cheshbon, if you're a Shutuf, and I saw Rabbi Leo Kalatskin talks about a case, if you owe somebody money, and you have a chance to get money from somewhere else, he says you can't really be frum on his cheshbon. You have to pay back the debt, and if the only way to do that is by taking a shvuah, and it's emes, then you really should. But in general, there is a pretty well-established tradition not to take a shvua, even ala emes, and the reason the acronym generally give is because we're afraid one thing leads to another. If you're in the habit of taking shvuos, you'll eventually take a shvua sheker, either by mistake or even because the whole idea of shvua will become not serious to you, and you may wind up taking a shvua sheker, even b'mezid.